Blog
Welcome
Radio.
To the Flow Ministry. Flow stands for First Living Our Way. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Apostle Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet by telephone on a conference line every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And this number to get on is 559-546-1100. And the passcode to use is 956-755 and the pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Minister Ashley at 772-611-02. And thanks for listening and hope you will enjoy God's word. I'm Minister Ashley. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before thy presence. We thank you, Lord, for this another day. You are wonderful, you are kind, you are holy, you are righteous and powerful. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, for this another day. We ask to bless, Lord, and to deliver, Lord, those that need to be delivered. And to bless, Lord, just Christ, where it is, that you need your power, Lord, to do so. We ask, dear Lord, to move every dark cloud and fiery darts right now and crump and paralyze the hands of the adversary, Lord, and give your people a complete victory because you are victorious. Glory to God, and we bless you now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that you can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Thank God for another day in which we come again to talk about the good old way. Great power, hallelujah. Last week, we were talking about the I think we were in Romans chapter 8, and we were talking about the good old word and the law, and we're talking about the differences and so forth, and we just want to maybe get back into it and get a little of the word unto you that maybe we may enjoy God's present, and we thank God for you. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. We thank God knowing that the Spirit of the Lord is with us. And because the Spirit of the Lord is with us, then we are alive. We are alive. We are alive. I think we were started there, and I think let's see what verse 9, let's see what chapter 8, verse 9, let's see what it, but we are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, and if so be that the Spirit man have not, the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, we were talking about that in which we should be able to understand what we have, what we don't have, what we are, who we are, where we are, and so forth, and whatever it is. But we talk about this: the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible teaches about what the Spirit is, life, and Spirit is life and truth, and everything else that goes with it to make life worthwhile. And we think about that if you can't have life unless you have that death, or death with life and life with death. Those are two things that work hand in hand. If you cannot have one and don't have the other, oh, good God Almighty. So therefore, it is what it is, and according to what we have, and we sure, and I can assure you that we should able to seek life, not death, because death is something that is gone forever. And there's no way we can find, and the children of God not seeking to remain in death or want to live in it as we were. We were dead in trespasses and in sin, as the scripture declare according to the psalmist. Psalmist said that we were dead in trespasses and in sin, and in sin our mother conceived us. Glory to God. And so because of that, we were there in sin, and so we rise now through Jesus Christ. Jesus came to deliver us from the debt and the penalty of sin, to set us free. So he that live in sin, do the sin, then we are living in death. Not of a death of a physical, but then is a one of a spiritual one. So therefore, needed to find ourselves alive is only one way we can be alive, is when we live in the Spirit. Now, if we are in Christ, we are living in the Spirit. But if we are in the flesh, we are not living. We are living according to the devil. So therefore, it's according to what the Scripture declares, that we are, if we are in Christ, it says the Spirit of Christ, he is none of you without the Spirit. So without that, then there's no, the Spirit man will not have any form of living spiritually or to function spiritually, because they're not spirit. And if Christ be body is dead because of sin. So life is dead because of sin. So therefore life. So therefore in order to receive life, it says the spirit is life. Life cause of righteousness. So therefore, if not, therefore, then the only way it can become a life and the righteousness to do right, to follow according to the word of God, and according to how God shows it, though God give it unto us, then we should able to get the righteousness of God, and through that righteousness of God, through Jesus Christ, we become alive. And says, without the Spirit of Christ, then we are none of his. So, therefore, we are none of his. We are maybe to someone else or something else or whatever we are bound to. And whatever we worship, then that would be our master. But unto righteousness you are alive. You are in Christ through him. Mm-hmm. So, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. He that raised up Jesus, he says, from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwelleth in you. So if the righteousness of God, and so therefore in the righteous Spirit of the Lord that hath true the righteousness, therefore we are, as we are, the people of God, the people who see Christ, people who follow him, the people who know him, the people who gave themselves for him as he has gave himself for us. And so we are the people who are to give it on to him. So therefore we are alive in by the Spirit. But by the Spirit, you see, therefore, we quicken the Spirit of the Lord. And so because we've been quickened by the Spirit, that means you're made alive. That means you are not dead. Sin does not have dominion. So therefore, live unto righteousness. So therefore, if we're right, we're alive, we're back unto Christ. So therefore, we are. So therefore, let us say. But if the Spirit of Him that raised Christ from the dead. Now you think about that. It says, be in you, dwell in you. Think about that Spirit. That Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. And we think about when we got to that place and says certain things you got to believe in order to accept, to give yourself to the Lord. You have to believe some things in order to. And one of the parties says, I believe that God that raised Jesus from the dead. That's one of it which we have to understand and believe. And if we believe that, then we shall be saved. Part of the saving grace. Glory to God. So therefore, if we got to believe to God that God would raise from the dead. That God would raise Jesus from the dead shall. Yeah, and if we believe that in our hearts or minds, and so therefore we shall also understand that part. So therefore say that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in us, in our body, in our minds, and in everything that we do, we believe in Him. Let the same Spirit reign within us, live within us, and show us the way because He's the way. Glory to God. And so there, the Spirit of God is in us or in me because I believe in Him. And He dwells in me. So the Spirit of God comes in within me because of my belief and according to how I give myself to Him. I give myself to the Lord, and because I give myself to the Lord, I put my trust in the Lord, and I walk according to the Word, and I read the Word, I get in the Word, and I do the Word all as best I can. So therefore, the Spirit of God dwells in me. So let the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, and it shall quicken your mortal body, and it shall dwell in you. Glory to God. That is to say, you're not walking around as dead. But are living dead, but you are walking around as a live spiritual live person. Yes, have Christ in you, and then walking with the hope of glory. Therefore, brethren, he says we are debtors. Live after the flesh. And so therefore, you only not on that a debtor on the head. On the flesh, you are dead. Yes, because you have not the Spirit of God. You are walking according to the flesh. We are listening according to the flesh. We are giving the flesh according to what it wants, and we burn for the stuff of this world, the things of this world, God. So therefore, we have not, because we have not the Spirit of God in us. So because what took the place, well, what take place there, is because the flesh the flesh took over. Therefore, that is what they are going to be at, because sin take over the flesh out of control. And so, therefore, the Spirit of the Lord is not there. It all depends on what we have, what we want through Him. Therefore, it says, far if he live after the flesh, and this we shall lie. But if the Spirit we do mortify the deeds of the body, he shall live. Glory to God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You see, therefore, if what is happening, that what happened there is that you're led by the Word, you're led by the Spirit, you do the Word of God, we are led by Him, and whatever He said we do, wherever we go, He led us to the place where we will able to function because we are in the Spirit. We listen to the voice that directs us, the true voice. He says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And so they says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Glory to God. They follow me because they are my sheep. So therefore, you will able to follow him and follow him because he hears. It says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, God, but by me no one can, because I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, let us therefore walk according to the word of the Lord. And if we walk according to the word of the Lord, then we are walking according, and we are walking in the Spirit. Because in the Word, it's in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word formed flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld His glory by the glory of the Father, full of grace and truth. I just want to say to you, no, God right now will be, because He is. Glory to God. We bless you and praise the name of the Lord. Oh, God, we pray, dear Lord Jesus Christ, we're sorry this morning that we have been running a little bit late at the time, but therefore we just don't have much time to go, but I just want to say thank you for listening, and we just want to say that time for me is short and time to go, and I just want to say, I just have a minute, and I just want to say, God bless your heart. God bless your mind. God bless your endeavor. God bless your everything you do and say. Oh, if you stand listen to this word, I hope that you may rise above, oh God, and live according to the word of God. And I box the blessings of God upon you in Jesus' name. I am Minister Ashley saying, next week, same time, same place, God bless you. Hallelujah to the Lamb.